In the stillness of this moment, we humbly approach you, Jesus Christ, with a contrite heart. In this sacred space, we acknowledge our human frailties and shortcomings, aware that we have missed the mark, that we have fallen short of your glory. As we stand before you, we recognize that we have erred, we have strayed, we have sinned. In the quiet whispers of our hearts, we confess our transgressions, our iniquities. We have not loved as we should. We have not given as we ought. We have not served as we could. We have not lived as you desire. We have allowed pride, selfishness, and indifference to cloud our judgment, to taint our actions, to mar our relationships. Yet in the midst of our failings, we cling to the promise of your word. For in 1 John 1:9 it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This is the assurance that we hold on to, the hope that we cherish. You, O Lord, are faithful. You, O Lord, are just. You, O Lord, are merciful. So we confess, we repent, we turn away from our sins and turn towards you. We ask for your forgiveness, not because we deserve it, but because you are merciful. We ask for your cleansing, not because we can earn it, but because you are gracious. We ask for your restoration, not because we can achieve it, but because you are loving. As we lay down our burdens, our guilt, our shame, we find solace in your grace. We find peace in your mercy. We find hope in your love. We find joy in your salvation. We find strength in your spirit. We find life in your Son. In your mercy, Lord, we accept your forgiveness and embark on a new path, that of righteousness and truth. Having confessed our sins, we now bask in the warmth of your mercy and grace, O Lord. It's in these moments of humility, of acknowledging our shortcomings and our need for divine intervention, that we truly grasp the depth of God's mercy and grace. We stand at the precipice of our own limitations, looking out over the vast expanse of His limitless love and forgiveness. Now let's turn our hearts and minds to the book of Ephesians, specifically chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. These verses tell us, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So what does this mean? It means that our salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, is not something we can achieve on our own. It's not about how many good deeds we do, or how perfectly we adhere to the law. No, it's about grace. It's about God's unmerited favor towards us, His children. It's like a gift, beautifully wrapped and freely given. We can't earn it, we don't deserve it, and yet, God offers it to us anyway. We simply need to accept it, to open our hearts and let His grace fill us. But why does God do this? Why does He offer us such a precious gift? The answer lies in His mercy. His compassion for us is so great, so boundless, that He willingly overlooks our faults and failures. He sees beyond our sins to the person we can become through His love and guidance. So let's take a moment to truly appreciate this, to let the reality of God's grace and mercy wash over us. Let's thank Him for His gift, for His love, for His mercy. In this moment of acceptance, we realize that we're not alone. We're not abandoned to our mistakes, our regrets. We're held in the palm of God's loving hand, embraced by His mercy, uplifted by His grace. In your grace, Lord, we find our redemption, our hope, and our peace. With hearts open to your wisdom and love, we now call upon you, Jesus Christ, to bless us with breakthroughs in our lives. We yearn for breakthroughs, not just for ourselves, but for the world around us. We seek your divine intervention, your heavenly wisdom, and your boundless love to guide us towards the path you've planned for us. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, you've told us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." In this divine promise, we find our strength and our conviction. We hold on to your words, Lord, knowing that your plans for us are filled with hope, prosperity, and a future brighter than we can imagine. We pray for breakthroughs in our lives, in places where we feel stuck, where we feel there's no way out. We ask you, Jesus, to break the chains that hold us back, to clear the fog that clouds our vision, and to open the doors that seem forever closed. We pray for breakthroughs in our work, in our relationships, in our dreams, and in our faith. We understand that breakthroughs are not always easy. They require patience, persistence, and faith. They call for us to trust in you, to rely on your timing, and to surrender our plans in favor of yours. Yet we know that with each struggle, with each moment of doubt, you are there, guiding us, strengthening us, and preparing us for the blessings that are to come. We pray for breakthroughs in our understanding of your word, in our ability to love as you have loved us, and in our capacity to forgive as you have forgiven us. With each breakthrough, we become closer to you, more aligned with your divine plans and more open to the blessings you have in store for us. We pray for breakthroughs in our world, for unity where there is division, for peace where there is conflict, for love where there is hate. We ask you, Lord, to break through the darkness with your light, to break through the noise with your truth, and to break through the despair with your hope. With each prayer, with each plea, we come closer to you. We feel your presence, your love, and your grace. We know that you hear our prayers, that you see our hearts, and that you are working in ways we cannot see. In your wisdom, Lord, we trust our future, our hopes, and our dreams. We submit ourselves to your will, knowing that you are the architect of our lives. We trust in your plans, in your timing, and in your love. We believe in the breakthroughs that are coming, in the blessings that are on the way, and in the miracles that are already unfolding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In your divine presence, we humbly ask for your blessings, Jesus Christ, to enrich our lives and those around us. Drawing on the eternal words of Scripture, we look to number 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. These words, written millennia ago, resonate with us today, as they have for countless generations of believers. The blessings of the Lord are manifold, encompassing every aspect of our lives. They are the gentle rain that nourishes the earth, the sun that brings life to all it touches, the air we breathe, and the love that binds us together. As we pray for these blessings, we do not ask for riches, for possessions, or for worldly power. Instead, we seek the blessings that are beyond price: love, peace, joy, and the grace of God. We pray for the blessing of health, not just for ourselves, but for all those around us. We pray for the blessing of wisdom to guide us in our daily lives and help us make choices that honor God. We pray for the blessing of peace, that we may live in harmony with one another and with all of God's creation. We pray for the blessing of joy, that even in times of hardship and sorrow, we may find reasons to rejoice. We pray for the blessing of faith, that in all things we may trust in God's goodness and love. We pray for the blessing of hope, that no matter what challenges we face, we will never lose sight of the promise of eternal life with Christ. In asking for these blessings, we acknowledge that they are not ours by right, but by the grace of God. We do not earn them, nor can we deserve them. They are gifts, freely given, from a God whose love for us is boundless and unconditional. As we receive these blessings, we also pray that we may be a blessing to others. May the love that we receive overflow from our hearts and touch the lives of those around us. May the peace that we enjoy be a beacon of hope in a troubled world. May the joy that fills us inspire others to seek the source of our happiness. As we end this prayer, we ask for one final blessing, the blessing of God's presence in our lives. May we feel His love surrounding us, His grace strengthening us, and His peace calming us. May we live each day in the assurance of His care, knowing that we are never alone, never forgotten, never without hope. In your benevolence, Lord, we receive your blessings with gratitude and joy. In your boundless power, Jesus Christ, we seek the manifestation of your miracles in our lives. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 27, we find a powerful proclamation that serves as our anchor in this moment of prayer. The scripture reads, "Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.'" Let these words penetrate deep into your spirit. Let them echo in the chambers of your heart, for they are the very essence of our prayer for miracles. In the grand scheme of life, we often find ourselves facing situations that seem impossible to overcome. But in the face of the impossible, we remember this truth: with God, all things are possible. So now let us pray. Gracious Lord, we come before you today, humbled and in awe of your boundless power. We stand in faith, acknowledging that you are the God of miracles, the one who can turn impossibilities into stunning realities. Right now, we bring before you the mountains in our lives that seem insurmountable, the problems that appear unsolvable, and the dreams that feel unreachable. In your infinite wisdom and power, we ask that you step into these situations. May the miracles we seek not be limited by our human understanding, but be as boundless as your love for us. For you are a God who can multiply the little and make it much, a God who can part the seas and make a way where there seems to be none. In your name, Jesus, we stand against any form of doubt and fear that may try to creep into our hearts. We refuse to be swayed by the sight of the giants before us, for we know that our God is greater. We declare that the miracles we seek are already being set into motion. As we draw this prayer to a close, we remember the steps we've taken, the forgiveness we've received, and the blessings we've asked for. We started by acknowledging our transgressions and mistakes, genuinely crying out for repentance to our Lord Jesus Christ. This was not a mere ritual, but a heartfelt appeal to the one who has the power and mercy to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We then accepted his mercy and grace, understanding that his forgiveness is not a reward for our actions but a gift of his love. We acknowledge that we are saved not by our deeds but by his sacrifice on the cross. We received his mercy wholeheartedly, knowing that we are undeserving, yet he loves us unconditionally. We move forward to present our requests for breakthroughs, for blessings, and for miracles. We trusted in his ability and willingness to answer our prayers. We asked with faith, with hope, and with love, believing that he hears us and will answer us according to his will. We were reminded of the words in Philippians 4, 6, 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We are encouraged to present our requests to God with thanksgiving, knowing that he cares for us and wants the best for us. And so we conclude not with a sense of finality, but with a sense of expectancy. We wait in anticipation for the breakthroughs, the blessings, and the miracles that we have asked for. We trust in his timing, his wisdom, and his love. We hold on to the peace that comes from knowing that our prayers have been heard and will be answered. In your name, Jesus Christ, we seal these prayers, trusting in your unfailing love and promises. Amen.